From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Death toll from the massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu over the weekend has topped 270. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning Al-Shabaab, militant group which often claims attacks in Mogadishu has so far stayed silent. Deakin University's Greg Barton says the magnitude of the attack is a surprise, but not the attack itself.
The scale of this attack and the brutality captures our imagination, and the international community once again pays attention to Shabaab. It wouldn't come as news to anyone living in Somalia or Kenya.
Hundreds were wounded in the attack in Mogadishu, and the Somali government has called for 3 days of national mourning. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told CNN Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but said President Trump wants Congress to adapt a more complete strategy to fix what the U.S. leader sees as flaws in the pact. On NBC's Meet the Press, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
The goal at the end of the day is to hold Iran accountable, is to get them to be good community leaders, is to get them to stop all of these violations that they're doing. What we're trying to say is, look, the agreement was an incentive. The agreement was for you to stop doing certain things. You haven't stopped doing certain things. So what do we do to make Iran more accountable so that they do?
The Iran nuclear agreement was signed in 2015 between Tehran, the U.S., European Union, France, Britain, Germany, Russia, and China. And U.S.-backed Syrian militia say they have launched their final assault on Raqqa, the city in the Islamic State it claims as its capital. This is VOA News.